Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Shopping. Every time you shop, you read reviews. How to make decisions for yourself, what do you do? People make decisions, yeah, on what they buy, based on what they read online. With no self-awareness, but I've got good news. Jeff and Riley do a, well, review.
Let's see your lighters and cell phones.
Come on! Was that John Mayer himself?
That was Mayer.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, actually Mayer? Like, John Mayer recorded that, sent it in?
It was him. It
You're
was John Clayton Mayer.
You're lying.
No, that came from Greg Jeffrey, who wanted us to use his full name. He says, let's just say it has a little bit of Mayer flavor.
I guess.
cheers me old Cabarinos, which is really popular Aussie slang, he says.
Well, thank you.
Also, guys, if you when you send these theme songs in, make sure that you say that you add theme song in the subject line, and also let us know your pronouns. I don't want to misgender anybody.
Put the theme song in the subject line, because Jeff, like, if it doesn't have theme song in it, Jeff, like, automatically deletes it. It doesn't matter what it is. Even if it's like a sponsor reaching out
to delete any email that doesn't have the subject line theme song in it.
So even if it's like even if it's a sponsor reaching out for, yes, like, we want to pay you an exorbitant amount of money.
Correct.
To sponsor whatever, Jeff's like, deleted. It's
nope,
not a theme song.
Cause that's not a theme song. Nope. I'm so sorry. If you want to advertise, that's fine. But just make a song, a little ditty.
That's fine, but it's like, include a song, and then you can add the email below that.
Yes.
Hi, Jeffy!
It's funny, yeah. No, it's just, it's funny, yeah.
What? Normally you hate that, so it's funny why.
I hate it still. It's just sort of funny.
It's been a while since I've done it.
And I thank you for the absence. It's been a welcome break.
It's been a long time without Hi Jeffrey.
And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
When I see you right now.
So you didn't
now.
Change that line.
No. Jeffrey, what's new, boo?
The weather has changed. This is my favorite time of year.
Fuck yeah, it has.
I love summer, but summer in Los Angeles gets kind of toasty.
It gets sweltering. It's disgusting. I hate it.
What's that?
I hate it.
Oh. No, it's so fall outside.
It's so fall. Oh my God. So the Santa Ana winds are rolling in, along with my anxiety about fires. Anxiety generally. But
yeah, that's not because of the fires.
That's not because of the fires. But I walked out to my car the other day. Oh, the amount of crunchy leaves. That yeah. shit felt like fall to me. I was in a sweater and I had to just crunch over some like, it was good shit.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is that there's tons of crunchy leaves.
So at the end of the day, like that's tight.
I was in Lake Arrowhead over the weekend, which I love. George and I, well, last year we went to Idlewild around this time, and now we went to Arrowhead. It's so nice to do a mountain getaway in October.
Would have loved an invite to that.
Would you have come?
I don't think I had the time.
All right. Next time I'll invite you.
No, it's like, yeah, okay. You don't have to. I would never want you to be like, oh God, now I have to invite old Aunt Spa.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's, yeah. It's mm-hmm. It's going to be obligatory now because you said, can I invite you?
Well, invite me, but I don't want it to be a chore. Like always yeah. invite me to things, but I don't want you to be like, oh, now I have to invite her to shit.
Yeah. And then if you, yeah. All right. This is crazy.
And then if what?
No, I just, what if you sour the time? Because you're like, you didn't even want to go, but you feel like you have to take me up on at least one invitation. So you do, you force yourself to come and then you sour the day.
Maybe. I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I have been wanting to foster a dog, right? I think I talked about it on the pod a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to. We've tried.
Yep.
But.
Well, it's hard.
Well, I mean, it's like, here's the thing. It actually isn't hard, but right now, Elizabeth and I, we could only commit to doing a week. And understandably, they're like, we would love people to do 2 weeks or more to give the dogs an adequate break from the kennels.
Why can't you do 2 weeks?
Because of various travel and work things. Daniel's coming home a week from, today's the 14th of October. Yeah. He's coming home a week from today. Mm. And then you and I are going out of town. And so it's just not like not consistent. Also because like, yeah, especially if we got
well,
like
you should saddle. You should puppy. Basically say that you're going to be there to help and then kind of skip town. And then Valentia has to do it all herself.
That's really good. I actually hadn't thought about that. That could be fun. That could be really fun. Oh, my God. And Succession comes out this Sunday. I'm so fucking excited.
Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy.
We have been rewatching season 2. It's such a horny show. I love it.
It's such a what?
Horny. It is. So someone tweeted that it's like in Succession, no one ever talk. Like all they say is business shit. It's like yeah. they don't actually ever really explicitly talk about sex, but it is somehow the horniest show on TV.
Well, because business is power and power is sex.
Business is pleasure at the end of the day. Speaking of pleasure, today we're here to talk about something that gives me an immense chapstick. Amount of joy. We're talking about chapstick.
Chapstick,
we are talking.
Wait.
I know. It is. Jeffrey. I love chapstick.
I used to hate chapstick.
What? Why? What's there to hate about it?
I just didn't like the feeling of goop on my lips.
Okay, then you're probably using the wrong kind. Then you're probably using the wrong kind.
Probably.
And now
I'm I'm a little bougie ass. I have the Aesop lip balm. And it smells so subtle but not like nothing. And it comes in a little tube, so sharing is not only caring, but easy.
I never share my chapstick.
But you should, why not?
Because, like, I don't want anyone's other mouth to be on the shit that my mouth's been on.
I just love kissing so much that I need to have others' lips, even residue, on
well,
my
that's
avenue.
Different. I just mean, it's like, if someone's like, do you have chapstick? I'm not yeah. going to be like, yeah, here's my, well, also, does yours squeeze out?
Yeah, it squeezes
out. Okay, so mine does not. I have like the little, like, twisty guy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Stick.
I like when other people use it on their lips so that I can use it on my lips after. This is not a joke.
Sorry. So what you're saying, sorry, hold on. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of like the physics of this.
For sure,
so
for sure.
You, are you saying that it's like, you like to use it and then whoever you're going to kiss, you're like, oh, and now we're both using the same thing?
Mm-mm.
No. Then what I need you to kind of like
so
elaborate.
A platonic friend will be like, do you have any chapstick? I'm like, yeah, here you go. They use yeah. it and then I use it immediately after. And it's almost like we kissed.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is very sensual sharing chapstick with someone. I guess I just mean with people that you kind of have a crush on.
Okay. I thought you mean just with anyone that it's like, which is also fine. Not insane. Sorry. I don't mean that's insane. I just mean for me, it's like in my hypochondriac ass, I'd be like, your mouth cannot touch what my mouth has been on.
Yeah. I like to live like like you could do anything in the woods, right? You could drink dirty water in the woods. So tap is fine. Does that make sense? Like, there's no way tap is going to be as bad as a creek.
I love that lately on the pod, we've really been diving into the concept of free will. Of like, you can do anything. Like, we're just rediscovering it. Well, I mean, it's like, if you're in the, like, you can drink.
You can do anything.
You can do anything. You can drink dirty water. You can share chapstick. You also don't have to. You can literally do what you want.
That's so dumb. We shouldn't have free will.
My chapstick that I love is the coconut and pear Burt's Bees. I put it on vigorously every night before bed, and every morning when I rise, I'll usually apply it twice more throughout the day. I have a stick on my bedside table. I have one in my purse. I have one in my car. I used to have one on my desk in my office, but I do not have that here anymore. I buy them in packs of four so that I can replenish the ones throughout, you know, all of my places where I keep them if need be. In high school, my Burt's Bees go-to flavor was pomegranate. In college, it was vanilla. It has always been the bees. It always will be the bees. The bees of Burt's is unbeatable. And I will put that... My lips are sealed with wax, Burt's Bees. Just kidding, they're not sealed because they're really luscious and pillow soft. Because unlike other chapstick, the bee wax lets air in, so it's like you still get... It still is refreshing, but not like cakey. It's perfect. And I think it's amazing. And it can do literally no wrong. I fucking love Burt's Bees chapstick. Want to kick us off?
Yeah, let's do it. This is a 1-star review from Katie Eve. You want to give her last name?
Katie Eavesdropper.
Oh, no. This is...
Not Katie.
Not eavesdropper. That's what I take issue with, the one we already have.
No. Katie, dude.
This is a 1-star review of Chapstick Moisturizer Original.
Uh-huh. I have a couple of those, too. This is great.
1-star. I get headaches from vanilla, and I'm disappointed that the description says original flavor versus what they really are. Vanilla. Katie, did you get some cake at a wedding?
Oh, I you know what? I just cut up a slice. I'm about to dig in. It looks delicious.
It's amazing.
Oh my God. So it looks like each tier is different. So I got a little bit. Is this one, this must be like a lemon poppy seed, right?
I don't know. I haven't tried it. Should we take a bite at the same time?
Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. Wait, cheers my fork, Samantha.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay.
They take a bite. Oh, this is really good. It's like a vanilla almond.
Hmm. Yeah, it is vanilla almond, which is, sorry, I'm just, you can see the poppy seeds in here though, right? Like you can see and like a little.
I think those are vanilla bean.
That's okay? Really, no, I'm fine. That's just like, that's just so weird. It's like why, I mean, it's beautiful. I've just never seen a vanilla almond cake look like lemon poppy seed, but that's just me. I feel like that's just super misleading.
Okay.
But.
Well, you're not going to let it. You're not going to let it like ruin your time, right?
Oh my God, no.
Sometimes.
It's Amanda's big day. What do I do sometimes? What do you mean, what do I do sometimes?
You just like, you let little things really get to you.
No,
I mean. Look, we've been best friends since college, so I just like, I can call you out on this kind of thing.
No, Samantha,
it is her day.
I know that I usually do that, but it is Amanda's day, and like, I am not, it is so not about me, but. I feel like I should let people know because a lot of people might be expecting lemon poppy seed flavor and it's not that. So I feel, okay.
All right. Now it's time for the maid of honor speech. Katie, why don't you get on up here? Come on. Everybody applaud. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Speak from the heart.
I will. Stop it. Okay. Wow. Hi, everybody. It's me, Katie Eavesdropper. Sorry, that's what my friends called me in college. I can't seem to shake the nickname. It's not my fault. The walls are thin. it is Amanda's big day. And she and Josh just, you guys, your love is so powerful. And from the moment that, you know, that Samantha set you guys up on that blind date sophomore year, we all knew that it was meant to be. And today has been nothing if not special and maybe a little unexpected. I just wanted, this is, I do have a rest of the speech prepared. I just want to just take a really quick moment to just let everyone know. If you haven't, hey everybody, if you haven't yet tried the cake, just a heads up, it's not lemon poppy seed. It looks like it, but that's not what it tastes like. And so it is vanilla almond. And I know what you're all thinking. The almond in the cake is usually kind of overpowering. I don't know why they chose it either. I just want to let everyone know, if you want to have a slice of that, great. It's not what you think it's going to be. It's not like a beautiful, refreshing, light lemon poppy seed. It actually is kind of like an overpowering, almost overly fragrant vanilla almond. It's also a bit drier than I expected. That has nothing to do with the taste. That's just kind of like the baker's fault. But anyway, back to the celebration.
Katie.
Yeah.
Amanda's mom baked the cake. Amanda's mom baked the cake, so maybe don't tear it apart on stage.
Oh, I wasn't tearing it apart. Okay, I will rectify this right now. Thank you, Samantha.
No, don't talk about the cake. Don't talk about the cake. It's already bad enough to just move on.
Mrs. Adams. I'm so sorry. I did not realize that you are the one who baked this cake. I mean, listen, from the decorations, you'd think it was from like a professional bakery. So
she
like
didn't do the decorations.
So, okay. All right. Well, you picked out some really good. Oh, I guess you didn't pick it. I guess Amanda and Josh picked it. I have some great recipes that I learned from watching Great British Baking Show. I can pull up my phone. I can airdrop to you right now.
Mom, what are you doing?
It was a family recipe. I'm so sorry to hear that. And honestly, Amanda, I don't want this to sour your day. And Mrs. Adams, I don't want this to sour your day either. Your little girl just got married and she's going to have happy marriage. Oh, okay.
You gotta fix this.
Okay, well, no, just I'm not at fault here. Hey, everybody, just a quick poll, just a show of hands in the room.
Way.
Or if you want to do it from clapping, that's fine too. That might be a little bit more exciting. Did anyone else here think the cake could have been better than it was?
Half of them clap, some raise their hands.
There we go. Okay, so I'm going to say, because both I should have picked either clapping or raising of hands, that was at least 75% of you thought that the cake could have been better. Now, a different poll. Let's all clap
Amanda's
for this
crying.
One, not raise your hand. Amanda, 1 second. I promise I have this amazing speech. You
one
are going to cry
she's
for like happy tears.
On her wedding day.
Everyone does that. Now, okay, so everybody, how many of you thought it was going to be vanilla poppy seed? I mean, sorry, lemon poppy seed. God, not vanilla. Lemon poppy seed.
Everybody raised their hand. What?
There it is. And that's all I'm trying to say.
The bride's dad comes. All right. I don't know what that was. But
oh,
it is
I actually
time.
Am not. I haven't read my speech.
I think you're done.
Amanda, I will text my speech to you. I wrote on my notes app. Happy wedding day.
Awful.
What? No, the cake was awful.
Let's move on to the best man speech.
Hey, Tyler here. I have a whole speech prepared. I just want to wax appetizers for a second.
Yes, I love this. Tyler, speak your mind.
Did anybody else think that the pigs in a blanket were going to be lemon poppy seed? Everybody claps and raises their hands. What is this? All right, should we take a quick break?
Yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Und wir back.
Und wir back. Here we go. This is for, it's labeled under Chapstick Classic Original Protectant, but I think this is for like a s'mores trio. Like one is graham cracker, one is marshmallow, one is chocolate,
yeah,
supposedly. So it's 3 stars from S and P. S ampersand P.
Stocks and purchases.
Got it. Stocks and is that their name or just kind of the concept of stocks and purchases?
In a way, a name. No.
Okay. So 3 stars from Stocks and Purchases. The title is Only for S'mores Fans. Product is true to its name, recommended for s'mores fan. If you're not one of those who wants their lips to taste like dessert, stay away. Pros, all 3 s'mores flavors are there. Moisturizes just like any other chapstick, kids like marshmallow flavor. Cons, I felt like there are a lot of additives to achieve true flavors. It will be hard for adults to wear this every day.
Mandy, I know I hired you, I'm a rising star, and I hired you to be my personal stylist.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how this is something an adult can wear.
What are you talking about? Those overalls look so
they're
cute
dungarees
on you.
Yes, even the way you're talking about it is infantile.
What? You look adorable. What? Jordan, what are you saying? You look incredible.
I'm going to be the next James Bond. I can't be caught
dead in
dungarees.
And James Bond is still a child at heart.
What? Let's see the next outfit. I say no to that one.
Okay, fine. Next, I pull out like a little sailor outfit.
No way.
James Bond is often on a boat.
Right.
And when he's on a boat, he needs to have the proper attire, but he still kind of like has that playful energy and spirit about him that I think is so why they cast you. I mean, you're the youngest Bond they've ever had.
Yeah,
and so
true.
I think we should really like play on that.
I feel like that means I have something to prove, that I am an adult. I'm an adult.
I know you're an adult.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot here. I thought we were both trying to find outfits that really, like, showed the James Bond spirit.
Yes.
And
tuxedos. Slim-fitting polo shirt with cool jeans.
Been done. It's all been done.
It's been done because it works. It's classic. It's timeless.
For me, and this is just like my own kind of like my own spirit and my own energy as a stylist, that's like kind of dowdy. It's a little bit old. It's a little bit musty. What we need is something that brings life. It brings youthful energy. It brings a kind of pizzazz back into the Bond franchise.
Yeah, but I chose you because you styled Chris Pratt. You styled Olivia Rodrigo. You made him look awesome.
I made them look amazing. And yes, that's what I'm saying. I find the trends. I go on TikTok every single morning.
I haven't seen anybody dressing like this.
Well, exactly. And because I'm starting with you, hey, look at me. You are not a trend follower, Jordan. We are making you a trend setter. Okay?
All right.
You like the sound of that?
I like the sound of that. Yeah. Let's see the next outfit.
I can see it. I can see you on Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Vanity Fair, in outfits that no one even dreamed you would ever be in. No one ever even thought, oh, Bond would wear that. And that's what it's like. You're going to bring the unexpected. Next thing you know, every kid who's Bond for Halloween is going to be wearing what you're wearing.
Kid for or like a like adult.
I pull out a diaper with like an oversized safety pin.
No way, that's the entire outfit. it's already soiled. What the hell is this?
Because Bond isn't a squeaky clean. He's not goody two shoes. What are you talking about?
He is always clean and refined. That's like his whole thing is that he's doing all these action stunts and he's clean.
But what this is representing is the inner turmoil that he's also facing. I mean, God, he's had a hard life.
These aren't even for the movie. This is for me to go on talk shows. You want me to waddle out on Jimmy Fallon in a soiled diaper? You have to waddle.
That's for your movement consultant to figure out. The movement consultant comes in. Knock, knock.
Hey, Peter.
How's it going? Do you find any outfits for the talk shows yet?
We're getting there. We're actually getting further away, but I think that there's
Mandy,
a couple more.
The diaper, I love it. See?
What?
It really shows like a youthful energy. Oh my God, he's going to look amazing in that. That's what I think too. Now, he thinks that he's not going to be able to move in this. Oh no, you're going to move just right, Jordan. Just right.
Fine, this is insane. I'll try it on. Let me just, I can do it. Let me do it.
Kimmel.
And so we really want to take the franchise in a new direction. You know, we want to kind of depart from a lot of the misogynistic aspects of Bond and kind of bring it into the modern era. You know, Daniel Craig did a lot of that, and I want to kind of carry that torch. You know, I cross my legs, it crinkles. You know, he invited me over to his house and kind of had a good chat about it. And, I'm sorry. I'm so uncomfortable. Crossing the legs made it worse. There is some kind of liquid in this diaper.
Mandy's off behind the wings. Yes, there is. Roll with it.
Sorry. Did you have another question? Oh.
Yes. We all loved your turn as Bond. We think that you are going to be the next big rising star. This actually is not a question so much about the film as it is about who you're wearing tonight. I mean, the diaper itself is one thing, but the rattle is an unexpected touch that many people don't bring props when they get interviewed.
Yeah, the rattle's from Tinker Toys. I think my stylist got it from the Walgreens. Can we talk about the movie? I really wish that I wasn't dressed like this. I'm in such good shape for the movie, so that's cool to be seen. But
you're like ripped with like six pack abs, eight pack in a diaper. No, absolutely, absolutely. So in the film, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just so blown away. I think that your stylist really hit the nail on the head in dressing you for this press tour, because what we see, I mean, you are the youngest Bond. We all know that. The crowd goes nuts. Yeah. Yes, I mean, look at this young whippersnapper here.
I'm 28, so I'm not a young whippersnapper, but we can keep talking about the movie.
Now, the scene where you kind of have to almost like use a rope to swing yourself across a ravine filled with like crazed gunmen. What did that make you a little bit nervous? Like, did that kind of make you a little bit scared? What was that like for you?
Yeah, well, I did all my own stunts, which was a new experience for me. And it was really cool. I think, you know, shooting in the Mediterranean was an awesome experience, but definitely like when you're that far away from home doing such a big stunt, I literally sent a text to all my loved ones and I was like, hey, like, if I don't make it, I love you guys so much. And everybody, you know, I did a little joke about, you know, what everybody's going to get in the will. And, and, but, you know, I don't want to talk shit about, sorry, I shouldn't swear. I don't want to talk poorly about any of my co-stars, but.
Are we going to get some juicy goss?
I thought Josh Peck was weird casting for the villain. My PR rep is like in backstage. You can't be saying this. You can't be saying this. Mandy, do you have something? Just to shut him up.
Okay. Yes, I think I have something. I run on stage, a big binky. I thrust it in your mouth. And the crowd goes nuts. No, there he is. No, there he is. That's the Bond we want to see.
All right. Should we do another review?
If we're here.
And we are. This is a two-pack of Burt's Bees. One-star review James A.
James Aluminum.
James Aluminium.
Or Aluminium, yeah, depending on where you're from. But it's let's just say aluminum.
Let's say aluminium. One-star. This is my favorite flavor of Burt's Bees. However, this was a very disappointing and disturbing purchase because the box contained one sealed tube of the grapefruit balm, and along with one previously used disgustingly filthy balm of another flavor in the same box.
That reminds me of like, it's like someone trying to send a message, like message in a bottle, but like the worst way you could ever do that. Someone at the shipping warehouse, pop it open, use a little bit of it, like a whisper, travel safely. I pop it back on. I pop it in a box. All right, this one's good to go. Ship her out.
Got to somebody on the beach in another continent. Oh my God. Babe, I think there's a message in a bottle.
Oh my God. Well, this is crazy. This only happens in movies. Michael, open it. Open it.
Pop it open. Burt's Bees. Huh. I guess it's just garbage.
Well, now hold on. Let's take a closer look. Okay.
Why?
Coconut pear flavored.
Okay.
That's interesting. That must mean something, right?
It's the most popular flavor.
This coconut pear must have come from somewhere tropical. Maybe let's
not true.
Wear it? I don't know. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Who else can say, like, we found a Burt's Bees in a bottle? Like, ready to go.
All right, yeah, let me take the top off. Oh, God. It's so gray.
Oh, okay. It is really
lips did this touch?
I think maybe you should swipe some on. I don't know. Maybe it sounds crazy, but maybe it'll connect you to the person who wore it last.
Cut back to the person who wore it last. He's at home. He lives in utter squalor. Looks up at the moon out his window.
They're close.
Cut back.
I can sense it.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Just try. What's the worst that could happen? You get some gross old Burt's Bees on your lips. That's fine. You can wipe it off later. This could change our lives.
All right. I'll put it on. Applies it. Get back to the guy.
It's happening.
Cut back.
Michael, yeah, I mean, do you feel any different?
I don't know. It sort of tastes like salt.
What else?
That's the seawater. It tastes like dirt. It tastes like somebody who was working at the docks all day.
Someone was working at the docks. Oh my God. Oh my God. I think something's happening, Michael. I think you're like, this is huge.
Cut back.
I sense him. It's happening. Okay. He is kind. He works in tech. He's not like the other ones. This could be something big.
Cut back. Look, I have so much more important shit to worry about, all right? I have to send my resume to 4 different companies. I'm still unemployed. And honestly, honey, you're really getting on my nerves.
What? Whoa. Michael, You've never spoken to me this way before. Are you okay?
Cut to the dock worker.
I have some... Oh, I feel like I gotta send some emails. I don't even work... I don't even have a computer, but I just have a sudden urge to crunch some numbers.
They both apply for the same job, and they get transported to London. They're cut to the office.
Hey, man.
Michael.
Yeah?
I can't... It's me. You recognize me at all?
No. Do you shower? How often do you shower?
It doesn't matter. Michael, it's... coconut pear?
What?
What? Grab your face.
Oh!
May I?
May you kiss me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Michael, you're the one who I've been searching for. It's me. I'm
Where's HR?
I'm Lyle. I work at the docks. I sent you the message in a bottle, and here we are.
You were the one who put chapstick in a bottle and put it into the ocean?
Yes, in hopes that one day...
How the hell did you get my name from that?
I could feel it. I could feel it, Michael. And this is what I've wanted all along. I've never had any friends of my own. And so I hope that in one day, in me sending the bees in a bottle, that someone like you with a kind heart would pick it up. And if we could, I don't know... go on a bunch of adventures together throughout
you
life, and
my
now
life
here we
with
are.
That chapstick.
What?
It made me angry, which I've never felt before. And my wife left me.
No.
Because I snapped at her about it every day for a year. And now here we are working at GoDaddy London Corporate. You think I wanted this? I live in squalor.
This isn't how I imagined it going. I'm so sorry. I think I must have messed something up. I didn't mean for us to do like a life swap thing. This is kind of, oh shit. No, you know what? You know what it was? I think here's what it was. I put the cap from the pomegranate one onto the coconut and pear one accidentally. So I think that's what switched up a little bit. What was supposed to happen is that it, you know, you and I would magically connect and then we'd be like, oh, we need to meet each other and we'd become friends. Yeah. I think what ended up happening is you got kind of my like cantankerous energy and that kind of took over. Yeah. I'm really sorry about that. But
it's
since
not
we're
okay.
here, is there anything I can do to make it up to you? I mean, I can't reverse it, but I could buy you a coffee.
Fine.
Really?
Don't be that excited, but yes.
Cut to them at the coffee shop. I'll, Michael, what do you want?
It doesn't, just a flat white or some bullshit.
A flat white and a decaf Americano. Another one. Person at the register. It's you.
How do you do this? How do you and why?
Vanilla bean? Vanilla bean!
You're
oh my
excited?
God.
This is so crazy.
Well, now I have my. It's working! Suddenly, more and more people start coming in, like just saying different flavors. Pink grapefruit? Original beeswax? Yes! Yes!
Kristen! I miss you! All right, do you want to do our last review?
Why don't you just leave?
Create a normal life for yourself.
This is for Carmex Classic Stick 6-count from Sarah C.
Sarah Carmex.
Sarah Carmex. The title is 5 stars, my perfect bomb. I've been testing SPF lip balms this summer and have come to the conclusion that I'm really particular about balms. I like them to be soft and melty, but last more than 20 minutes, feel occlusive but not sticky, and give a little bit of shine without looking like a full-scale gloss. I don't want nasty flavor, weird smells, a white cast, or chemical burns. I've been having a hard time finding a balm that meets those requirements and also has SPF, and this seems to be the winner. This is definitely soft, can be applied lightly or layered thickly, It melts on easily, feels smooth, hydrates well, doesn't have a perfumey or food-like fragrance, and offers a little shine. No gross flavor or white cast, and lasts at least an hour, but not all day, which is a good reminder to reapply SPF every few hours anyway. The only thing I dislike is that it transfers to cups. So I usually use a dryer balm during my morning routine right before coffee, and then use this the rest of the day. I would get this on subscribe and save if I could.
You're on an Instagram live. You have like 100 followers. Bunch of comments. Why are you doing this?
Hey guys, so okay, let me just address. Welcome. I know you're all here for the CVS haul I'm doing. Hi everybody. Hello. It's so good to see you
all. Liz, no one's seen or heard from you in a summer. Where did you go?
Okay. So on this haul today, we're doing a little CVS. So, first things first, we've got the Carmex lip balm. And listen, you guys, this stuff is amazing. I'm holding it up like the one hand behind, like right near the camera to show.
The authorities found your Subaru overturned in a ditch. We thought you were dead.
You guys have so many comments coming in. Subaru, ditch.
No one's right. Heard. Address that.
If anyone has any questions about the Carmex, let me know, because I feel like I'm an aficionado now. I mean, like I have tubes of this everywhere in my house. Okay, so I'll leave that. Now, next thing we're going to do, we have this kind of like a CVS brand mascara, which they actually just came out with this year. If you guys want
to
watch me.
Is that the space needle behind you? Did you move to Seattle?
Oh, we've got more comments popping in. Space needle.
Yes, address Seattle. Them. You're reading them, but you're not saying anything about them.
You guys, don't be shy about asking about specific products. If you have any questions about the ingredients, if you have any questions about the directions of use, I'm your girl. I'm kind of the CVS queen. And yes, I know the receipts are super long. I should like make a scarf out of them or something. It's crazy. Okay, so I'll put those down. Now here we've got a pack of 100 Q-tips. Can we just talk about all the things that you can do with this? I know they say don't put it in your ear, but, you know, I know we all are a little naughty anyway.
We had a funeral for you because we thought you were gone.
Looking at the comments, funeral.
Yes.
Grieving parents.
Correct, yes.
Okay. A bunch of emojis. Oh, I'm seeing the hearts come in. You guys are so sweet.
Nobody did those.
If anyone, also my request to go live with me is open. So if anyone wants to come, like, don't be shy.
Request comes in from Jordan.
Oh my God, Jordan. Yes, come on. Jordan, it's been forever.
Where were you for an eternity?
Closes you out. Okay. So now next thing we're going to go to, this isn't so much a product as it is just like, I love it. It's some polar seltzer that I picked up. I mean, this flavor, it's just simple lemon, but it's incredibly refreshing, just like the Carmex lip balm. Oh, and Jordan is requesting to come on again. Jordan, only questions about the haul I'm taking right now, honey. I'm sorry.
Are you okay? Just answer that. Are you okay?
I am refreshed and rehydrated. Not and because invigorated. Of the products. I'm feeling amazing. I mean, like, I'm feeling
the
like...
The car was on fire and you don't seem
you
to have...
again. All right. So, if anyone has any more questions, like, honestly, I've seen a lot of people on TikTok be like, I'll put out a newsletter. I'll put out like different how-tos of how to get your life in order throughout the week. Is that something? Let me know in the comments. Is that something you guys would be interested in at all?
We don't want that. We want you to move back to Arizona.
Okay, I'm seeing comments. I'm seeing no. It's because I promise you guys, you will get an email once a week. It's not going to spam. It's not going to flood your inbox in any way.
That is spam.
Someone
request
said,
to go live.
Jordan, I actually have a lot of followers
right
now. I
am buying, you don't. You have 140. I am buying a ticket to come visit you in Seattle.
I'm not in Seattle. I move in front of the space needle. You can't, leave me alone.
Just tell me your address. Just tell me your address.
I did it to get away from you all.
Everybody sends the like jaw drop emoji.
I accidentally turned the lemon filter on. I did it to get away from everybody. Things were hard and I thought, stop it. I know my car is a lemon. That's why I burnt it. No. I did it because I wanted a change. I wanted a new life. And I thought that no one would want me around anymore. So it would just be easier for me to start in Seattle. I work at the original Starbucks now and I'm really happy. And Yes, you can tell my parents. Stop calling me that. I'm not a sour girl anymore. I've changed my outlook on a lot of things.
You have a filter that makes you a citrus.
I actually changed it to Baby Yoda. Okay. And so you guys, I would just really respect if everyone.
I don't need you back.
Come to Brazil.
All right, should we do our last segment?
Yes.
This should be a week.
I was busy thinking about wine. 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 I was busy thinking about wine. Ding. Wine. Ding. Wine. Ding.
I was running through a steakhouse with my red.
So you failed and then passed the test, right?
Okay, no. So here's what happened. Here's what happened. I'm going to give a little, this is such a tiny little version of it. So I took my level one WSET exam, Wine Spirit Education Trust exam in wines, last Saturday. And because I did it remotely, they're very, very intense about like, I screen recorded my screen. They recorded me from my camera inside my computer. And I also had to download this app for them to watch me through my phone that I had to place 3 feet away from me so they could kind of like see me in the space. I had to record the whole space. All this being said, they have like a big list of no-nos that it's like you'd be automatically disqualified. And that's like having notes on the table. It's someone else in the room if you're talking, you know, whatever, things on the walls. And one of the big ones was if your secondary device, i.e. your phone, drops out during the test. Mm-hmm. Long story short, my phone dropped out during the test, or so I thought, because like a notification popped up that I saw after I completed the test that said that it did.
Oh.
Well, so because I had two tabs open, and this is so not interesting, but it's like I was taking the test in one tab. I was 2 minutes into this test and I hear a notification pop up on the other tab, but it just said one new notification. So in my mind, it's like that could have been from like the chat bot. That's like, here, if you need anything.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it would have been more of an egregious thing to change tabs during a proctored test that's being 100%. Screen recorded. So I didn't do that. And so I'm like, oh, I'll figure it out when I'm done with the test. I submit the test. I close the tab out. And then I see another one that's like, oh, your phone dropped out. And I'm like, fuck. But then I checked my phone and it said that it didn't. So it was just very confusing. I was immediately so disappointed because I'm like, no, especially because I feel like I aced it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sucks. And I would have had to pay for a retake. So I email like my go-to person explaining what happened. And he's like, it's out of my hands.
How is it out of his hands?
Because he's not the one who's in charge of that. He's just kind of like my go-to person for like information and scheduling. Oh, got it.
I'm just like,
it's so much more intense and serious than I thought it was going to be. And so he's like, I will email what you said, like, you know, describing what happened to the board. And, I didn't know when I was going to hear back. And then a couple days ago I heard that, I wasn't disqualified for that reason, at least. It's like,
but you were disqualified.
No, as far as I can tell, I haven't been. They said that upon review, my exam has already been reviewed and appears to be cleared from technical errors. So
that's good.
So the thing that I thought would have disqualified me did not disqualify me. Now, that being said, they could also find something else, you know, that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
But it's looking like, and watch, cut to like me a month from now being like, so I failed the test. but as far as right now, it's looking like in terms of everything that's not just the test itself being graded, that I should be fine. So fingers crossed for wine.
Fingers crossed for wine.
So then I'd be able to start level two in the new year. I mean, even, and listen, it's like, if I have to retake it, you know, whatever. But I feel like I did really well. Mm-hmm. Like during the test, I haven't taken a multiple choice test since high school.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a test since high school. I went to an acting conservatory. I didn't go to real school. And so that I had so much test anxiety going into it. But I knew my shit. I know a lot more about wine than I did a couple months ago. And so that feels very exciting.
That's awesome.
I had dinner with my mom that night and we had wine and I didn't see what wine it was, but just from taste alone, I've never done a blind taste test. I guessed correctly that it was a Cab Sav.
That's awesome.
So that was cool.
That's like a cool life skill to have.
Yeah, it felt fun because I'm like, based on the smell and the, I felt like, oh, I'm putting my shit to use. I'm like, okay, it's either a Merlot or a Cab Sauv, and I guessed correctly. And then we were served again. I'm like, is this a Cab Sauv? They're like, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah.
That's awesome. That'll be so cool.
You, Jeffrey.
The eyes are clearing.
They are. I can see that.
Yeah.
They look really good.
They're still like, they're still blood draining. I don't know how it drains, but it's still draining. So not 100% yet, but I don't look like I'm crazy anymore.
Well,
not because of the eyes, at least.
That's different. Yeah, that's a different thing.
So just really excited about that. I'm not as shy at photos. This is so earnest. And also just like, I don't have to worry about it anymore. The LASIK was an unbelievably good decision because they're clearer
than they were pre-LASIK to some degree.
That's amazing.
Which is crazy because they're drier. So I don't know what was going on before. Mm. Really, really excited about that. I've made a lot of jokes about it. It was really getting me down over the summer. Like on the 4th of July, my eyes were beet red. Like I looked like they were crimson red, and it was awful. It makes me not want to go places. And now I'm like, reborn, born anew. And, if anybody has eye issues, get them checked out sooner rather than later. Cause I also could have saved a lot of this stuff if I had started 3 years ago. But very excited about that.
Good shit. It's very exciting. They look so good.
Yeah.
Also, this is so small, but what is shaking, what I realized is shaking me is I'm going to see your new place for the first time today. I've never been
here. Yeah, you're coming over to package hoodies finally. Mm-hmm. Apologies, VI Podcast, that they didn't go out sooner, but they literally are going out today or tomorrow.
And the cameos.
You still haven't seen it. I've lived here for like a year and a half. People still make jokes at me on social media that I move all the time. I'm like, I've almost lived here for 2 years.
That's crazy.
That's an exaggeration. It's been a year and a half, but still.
I'm very excited to see it.
Do you want to go on the roof?
Sure.
You're going to be scared?
Can we still? Yeah. So probably not. I'm scared of heights.
I'm scared of heights too, and it's fine. But we don't have to.
Can we still put on Over the Garden Wall on the projector? We can. Fuck yeah.
All right. Should we thank some VI Podcasts?
Yeesh. We can, but it's like, I don't know.
At what cost?
At what cost, yeah.
All right. Thank you to, you know what? I'm done reading these. Fuck, well, me.
_ Christian Side Hugs for Chastity.
Aaron
Coogan.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Spiderbite.
A co wants you to close your eyes and imagine having had lustful, wanton LLJK. Could you fucking imagine?
Alex Witt.
And now a patron who needs no introduction, so moving on.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bob Buell just got two new fall candles labeled Snuggly Sweater and Sea Salt Vanilla, and I'm not paying Ricky his G.
Brad Hill promises to sneak a review reference into Survivor when he makes it on the show.
That would be amazing. Brian Dobb.
Chuck.
Caroline, the breadwinner, and Kinsey, the bread sinner.
Chasen Bales.
Clough.
Corned Beef, new patron.
Cullen. New patron. Cullen.
Oh, curvature on that grind. Patreon won't let me add a ? Maybe.
Damian Kirk, mid-tenure patron, so who would care?
Devin Clark Memler is a real piece of work, just the worst.
Did you know that Jessica Biel came out as anti-slacks?
Every night I shiver praying for a piece of clothing to warm me like a review hoodie.
Fancy Octopus.
Frito Pray Love.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Jeffrey, you just gotta get on NADPOD. Not for my sake, but for yours. I really do think you'd enjoy that.
Gray see me rolling. They hate it.
Greg Berg.
Gramestop GME new patron.
Happy birthday, Jacob Woodward, longtime listener, short time listener? ?
Harbinger of cracking up and goofing off.
Hey Jeff, could you please have anyone from Hey Riddle Riddle on the HeadGum Podcast, please?
We should have Hey Riddle Riddle on review again. That was like one of my favorite episodes we've done with a guest.
Oh my gosh, Holly. It's forever ago. I literally only subscribe to force Jeffrey and Riley to say trans rights, XOXO.
In a very real sense, TR.
Is my favorite person. Anyway, another thing I hate about...
Isaac Puff, new patron, and no he's not.
Jack Kwan.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jameson Poncia feels a sense of nostalgia for the time Riley was a lemon on Jeff's Live.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
John Quinones.
Josh, just kind of a cool guy, and please don't say otherwise or I'll be sad, Pike.
JP again, fun fact number 3, I've never seen The Love Guru, nor do I have any intention to do so.
Justin Goncalves, is that a new patron? Or?
Yep.
Yep, new patron.
Caleb losing his luster without a hoodie.
Not for much longer.
Not for much longer.
Keelan Shelton.
New patron.
New patron.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Grey.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mo Pete 2, Jeffrey Strikes Back.
Mona Maurer Raquel has all but flourished in the drag scene, meaning she hasn't flourished in the drag scene. Send tweet.
Mr. Daddy Tuesday Spooky Night Fright, the Grey Bad Boy Baby. Jeff needs to start behaving himself.
How? Mushu Lasagna.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
My, oh my god. My address. No, no. Wit. And don't bleep that out.
Daniel, please bleep that out. Nate Porteous ate a Cornish game Ken and is just as confused as you are.
No, it's Rory and Davier Zooey Landl.
Nolan Murphy is sort of the king of Hollywood now. He's been here a week and sort of runs the place.
I don't think so. Orangey Gladys and Hallie.
Phoebe.
Quack.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sean Siguenza, new patron.
Shanta the Bone has, what's that? A boner.
Oh, slickety doodah rickety day. Why oh why hasn't Buell paid my stack?
Soap.
Technically, there's nothing wrong with having the meat.
This is a call out for the McBride Safeway in New West. They changed their pastrami and now it sucks.
TJ Michael.
Up top, two bee stings. New
patron. Yara Bouchard.
And Yasmin David.
So thank you guys for subscribing at the highest tier. If you'd also like access to all the content that we have available on our Patreon, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review, and on Reddit r/Review Review.
You can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee, right? It's still Jeff Boyardee.
Mm-hmm. It hasn't changed.
I don't know why Elizabeth told me that it had.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe she just found out it's not Don't Play No James.
No, it's it was something different, maybe. Anyway, yeah, you can follow Jeffrey there. Thank you so much for listening. And it's fall. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
It's not just Riley and Spa fall, which is year round. It's like real fall.
Right. Yes. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum original.